I'm Nathan Cones here with your look at the midday news for this Friday, May 22nd, 2026. Multiple juveniles from the region are facing charges in connection to a string of vehicle burglaries in more than a half dozen communities here in the listening area. According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, reports of car break-ins have been reported in Carroll, Coon Rapids, Manning, Breda, Sac City, Lakeview, and Auburn. It is likely other instances have either gone unreported or unnoticed as of yet. Authorities say the vehicle seen in door cam video associated with these burglaries has been seized, and at least two juveniles were taken into custody this morning for their involvement. As many as five juveniles could be involved at this point. Law enforcement says the same car was used throughout the day's long spree, but the individuals involved, who range in age between 15 and 17 years old, varied from day to day. The investigation is ongoing and charges are pending, but officials are confident the break-ins should cease now that the suspects have been located. It's unclear at this time how many vehicle burglaries actually occurred or how much was stolen during the spree, and officials say the case serves as a reminder to always secure your property, be it cars or structures, when they're left unattended, even for short periods of time. Being juveniles, it's not expected that the suspects will be identified by law enforcement. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has issued a $3,000 fine to a Sac City hog producer following a manure release at a swine confinement operation in Sac County. According to the DNR, Kyle Babcock, who owns and operates a 1,900-head swine confinement facility near Sac City, agreed to complete cleanup efforts, maintain proper manure storage levels, and pay that $3,000 administrative penalty. The violation stemmed from an October 23, 2025 inspection conducted by DNR staff, which found manure on the ground around the confinement buildings at the site and an earthen basin at the facility with overflow from shallow pits and the basin itself. The DNR says no manure appeared to have reached state waters. The consent order claims Babcock failed to notify the DNR about the relatively minor release and did not maintain the required 2 feet of freeboard in the basin. The agency also cited repeated failures to respond to DNR communications regarding cleanup efforts. Under the order, Babcock must clean up any remaining manure contamination and comply with future manure storage and reporting regulations. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Neg is encouraging Iowans to explore the state's agricultural destinations through the 2026 Choose Iowa Passport. That passport is a free digital program connecting consumers with local farms, food producers, and agritourism experiences. The mobile-friendly passport was developed in partnership with Travel Iowa and features nearly 80 participating Choose Iowa members, with additional sites expected to join throughout the year. Stops include farms, farm stores, farmers markets, restaurants, breweries, wineries, flower shops, and garden centers. Participants can sign up for free at ChooseIowa.com and earn points by checking in at those locations. Points can then be redeemed for prizes, including Choose Iowa merchandise and Iowa-made products. The inaugural 2025 passport featured 99 businesses and generated more than 3,800 signups and 2,300 check-ins statewide. The Choose Iowa program now includes 345 members across Iowa. A link to that sign-up page is included with this story on our website. While we're speaking of agritourism, or at least adjacent to it, is a new Carroll Chamber of Commerce and Carroll County Growth Partnership effort that involves Main Street Coon Rapids, the Manning Area Partners, and the Carroll Chamber. So what's going on is Carroll County is launching the Carroll County Poor Passport, and it's a summer campaign. According to Andrea Roy, the Manning Area Partners Executive Director, this campaign is designed to create a fun summer experience while encouraging people to explore communities and businesses they may not have visited before. Whether you're meeting friends for a drink after work or taking a weekend road trip across the county, the Poor Passport turns every stop into part of the adventure, and it's poor with a U. So this countywide promotion is, like I said, a partnership between the Growth Partnership, the Chamber, Manning Area Partners, and Main Street Coon Rapids, with some additional sponsorships from Allen Distributing as well. And so that actually gets started this Memorial Day weekend and runs throughout the summer through Labor Day. And the campaign encourages participants to visit establishments all across Carroll County while enjoying beverages that range from cocktails to cold beer to soda, mocktails, and even specialty drinks. So they're using a digital passport powered by proxy, and participants can check in at the businesses, again, all summer long. At the end of the summer, the participants who visit all 28 locations will be entered a drawing to win gift baskets featuring items and gift certificates from local businesses. You can find more information about how to participate in that using the QR code that's included with this story on our website. It's pretty easy to find. Just scan that with your phone and it'll take you right to that. And just a reminder, the Poor Passport isn't just about libations. It's all about checking out some of the really interesting, cool places in Carroll County that are maybe a bit off the beaten path. You know, you've got places like Arcadia, Breda, Carroll, Templeton, and Roselle, Manning, Coon Rapids. Really, every community is featured on that passport. So check it out. Details are online at carrollbroadcasting.com. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. Stick around. Got more news on the way. It's after this on KCIM.
Every acre you plant matters. It's more than a job. It's your livelihood, your family, your future. And during planting season, there's no room for downtime. Hi, Sean Yost here at Champion Ford and Carroll. The Ford F-Series gives you the strength and reliability to handle whatever the day demands. Field to field, load after load, stop in today and see why F-Series is the truck Iowa farmers trust. Champion Ford, driven by your way of life.
From gooey grilled cheese sandwiches on Dakota-style 12-grain to peanut butter and jelly on Kids' Choice soft white bread, kids of all ages want simple, comforting food that remind them of mom's home cooking. Country Hearth was born from that nostalgia and commitment to simplicity. Baked locally using natural ingredients like whole grains and honey, our breads are delivered fresh daily to grocery stores throughout the Midwest. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. A new mental health facility in Western Iowa aims to help address a statewide shortage of mental health services. The 96-bed Behavioral Health Hospital plans to open in mid-June in Council Bluffs. Chief Medical Officer Monica Arora says the hospital fills an obvious area of need.
We are here and we care for individuals who need a higher level of support and patients who may be struggling with mental health conditions.
Dr. Arora says the hospital will take a holistic approach to psychiatric care with tranquil outdoor spaces and a gymnasium.
This is going to be a very safe, structured environment for stabilizing them and starting a path of recovery.
A proposal to double the number of inpatient psychiatric beds at state mental health institutes stalled in the Iowa legislature this year, and she says there is a critical shortage.
There is not enough beds in the community, and I believe that that leads to a lot of undertreatment of our psychiatry disorders. So we want to actually eliminate that barrier in accessibility to services.
The new hospital is a joint project between Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital and Acadia Healthcare. The hospital is continuing to recruit staff members and plans to gradually advance to the 96-patient capacity. The last new major psychiatric hospital in Iowa opened in the Des Moines area 5 years ago. That was the Clive Behavioral Health Clinic in Clive. And Senate Republican leader Mike Klimisch offered a pipeline-related plan in January that did not come up for a vote during this year's legislative session. He plans to offer it again next year.
It didn't just deal with Summit Carbon Solutions, right? I mean, it dealt with all linear infrastructure being built in the state. We want to make sure we have good policies in place so the next pipeline that's built, maybe it's an oil pipeline, maybe it's a natural gas pipeline, so the next company that's looking to build infrastructure in the state can follow those same guidelines.
The main part of Klimisch's bill would widen the corridors for pipelines by about 5 miles on either side of the proposed route. Klimisch says that would give developers the flexibility to adjust the pipeline's path and avoid landowners who refuse to grant a voluntary easement on their property. It also prohibits pipeline representatives from making in-person contact with the landowner who's said they don't want the pipeline on their land.
Those things are all important. In the future, they're important. So, I intend to continue to try to move that piece of policy because from our perspective, you know, it's important to provide those safeguards to property owners.
A dozen Senate Republicans joined with Democrats a year ago to pass a bill that would have set some new guidelines for the proposed Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline, but Governor Reynolds vetoed that bill. Klemisch says that he and the leader of those 12 Republicans had conversations throughout the 2026 session and coming up with some sort of compromise.
The primary ideological difference is Senator Lahn still had no eminent domain for CO2 pipelines, which was dealing in absolutes, right? Where my approach was widen that corridor, give voluntary easements an opportunity to play out. And I felt that we would get way north of 90% voluntary easements, which was a benchmark we had a couple of years ago.
Klemisch says he believes his approach would have gotten Summit to the point of having well over 90% of its route secured through voluntary agreements. And he notes the House passed a bill 3 years ago that would have set 90% as the threshold Summit had to reach through voluntary easements. He made his comments during taping of Iowa Press. That program airs tonight on Iowa PBS. And that is going to be wrapping up your news. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.